This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. More than 10 people were killed today when a car bomb exploded near a Shiite mosque in western Baghdad. The blast went off before Friday prayers as Shiites prepared to celebrate one of Islam's most important holidays, the Feast of the Sacrifice. In the southern city of Basra, 5 British soldiers were wounded yesterday in an explosion at the entrance to a British military base. The militant group led by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi said it carried out the attack. 3 British soldiers are now on trial for abusing Iraqi prisoners. Pictures of the abuse from May 2003 have recently been made public. NPR's Deborah Amos has been embedded recently with British troops in Basra. Deb, there's been speculation in Britain that there might be retaliation after those photos were released. Had British soldiers been on any sort of higher alert status there in Basra?
Renee, not until last night when it became known that the base had been hit. We were driving past that base yesterday, about 15 minutes after the attack, when one of the officers did notice the smoke. Many British soldiers here expected more violence connected to the upcoming election. Of course, the soldiers are aware of the release of those abuse pictures, and they've been shown around the world. That happened in 2003, and that was more than a year ago. For them, they said it would be a shame on the regiment involved. As for Basra, they said it will damage the British reputation. That's what a major in the Queen's Dragoon Guards told me. But not completely, he said, because of the work that we've been doing here.
How about Iraqis in Basra? Are they supporting this attack on the British or rejecting it?
We were out with British troops all day, down to the Kuwaiti border, to the port of Qasr and the town of Safwan. In all of those places, Iraqis were friendly to the troops. I saw kids waving, smiles from adults when we passed. You just don't see that in Baghdad. Now, this is the first time that Zarqawi's group has claimed an operation in the south. Shiite Muslims have also been targeted. In this radical ideology, Zarqawi and his followers, they don't consider Shiites real Muslims. They call them idolaters, and they've killed Shiite Muslims simply for being Shiites. So it's unlikely Shiites would find common cause with Zarqawi, no matter how strongly they might feel about the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at the hands of 3 British soldiers last year. And the British military culture here makes their approach to the Iraqi population quite different from the Americans.
Yeah, how are they different?
Well, British politicians and the troops here say that they are less aggressive, and they say that they are less trigger-happy when dealing with Iraqi civilians than their American counterparts, although the horrible pictures of prison abuse are strikingly similar to the Abu Ghraib prison scandal that was carried out by Americans. But after spending a couple of days here, there are some differences. All British troops take cultural sensitivity training and language training before they come, and they're not allowed to wear sunglasses when they talk to Iraqis, so it's eye to eye. And the British just have a longer history of dealing with insurgencies. The most recent example is in Northern Ireland.
Deb, there have been a number of reports that the new Iraqi government, which will be formed after the January 30th election, will begin pushing for a troop withdrawal. How does an attack like yesterday's in Basra figure into that?
Renee, most Iraqis want the troops out. They don't like the life they're forced to live with the troops on the street. It's dangerous for them. But when you dig a little deeper, there are complex attitudes on the subject. We talked to some Iraqi veterinarians, and their job is to inspect meat as it comes off the ships. And we asked them if they thought voting would get the troops out faster. Now, being polite Iraqis, and because we were with British soldiers, their answer was a bit roundabout. Who wants to live with foreign soldiers in your country? So we pressed them a little harder. Do you want the British to leave? And one man said, yes, I do, but not until they fix everything and they stop the terrorism. So yes, they want troops to leave, but not right away.
NPR's Deborah Amos in the southern Iraq city of Basra. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.